Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. This is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today that your life and the breath in your body will spring up like a root out of a dry ground. Where there's been no refreshing, no bubbling up, you shall become like an effervescent stream of my spirit to be refreshed. And to be refreshed by many. There is coming a shift in the elevation of your life. You've known the arid heights, the desert seasons, but I am moving. I am acting even this day to bring you into the Eden of my deeps, the verdant Eden of my deeps, where the lifeblood of creation sprang from when I said, let there be. You are coming out of depredation and lack and impediment. I am renewing you and reconstituting your calling and causing you to feed on my abundance. That life that you purpose, that purpose that you've steered toward and wanted to give up on, it will come forth and it will not falter. It's a new day, says the Father. And you're going to walk in a new way with a renewed step. You shall feed on a gospel untofore unexpressed, for it was reserved for the end time. It is your portion. It is your destiny. It is a time for directness and action. Don't be afraid to step out in faith or to embrace the new things that I'm doing in your life. For I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. As you embark on this new journey, remember, growth and breakthrough come from stepping outside your comfort zone. Embrace the unknown and trust in the path that lies ahead that I've set before you. Let go of fear and have faith in the process and in who I am on the inside of you. The angel of change has come, and your portion is to embrace the change I'm bringing. And allow yourself to grow and mature, which is essential to living and fulfilling the purposeful life that I've brought you into the earth to walk in, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So, passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.